to anchor the night, I couldn't have anybody else but Eric come up and anchor the night because, I mean, he's like the normal host. I hope I didn't screw this up so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Garneau.
Thank you, Dwight. Happy birthday. Man, I feel a lot like Kevin. I don't like telling stories on this show that much. I feel like I do about one a year that's good. We'll see if this one is any good or not. So I am so happy, so happy that Chris opened the show with a follow-up to a story he told on our June 2012 podcast about family. Because what I am about to tell is a version of a story that I told on that podcast that didn't make it because, like, the front half of the audio for that evening was totally fucked up and we could never salvage it. And Chris's story, which was amazing, I can't believe that was your first story, that was the first story that was, like, audible on that whole recording. So we lost this forever, and I was kind of bummed about it because I really liked this story. And now I'm going to tell a different version of it with updates as soon as Google Drive loads. And I'm just remembering now that Drive doesn't work on my iPad, so I do have to do it on my phone. This is a Generation 1 iPad, by the way. It barely does anything, but my phone works totally fine. So here we go. Yeah! Okay. So think back with me, if you will, to the magical land of May 2012. Barack Hussein Obama was president of the United States of America. A little song called Somebody That I Used to Know topped the charts. And some indie flick named Avengers debuted at movie theaters across the nation. Now, in the Avengers, you may remember, a group of superpowered heroes team up to battle the machinations of Loki, a mischievous god from a plane of existence well beyond our own. Well, half god. As Loki's brother Thor explains to his heroic teammates in a throwaway line that takes probably 3 seconds of screen time, oh, he's adopted. This is, I guess, a pretty okay joke, especially for a guy who just learned about Earth comedy a couple franchise movies ago from one of the stars of Two Broke Girls. But not everybody thought that line was funny. I know this seems crazy in 2016, where no one has wild opinions about throwaway lines in movies, but a ton of people got super offended over that line. Organizations of adopted folks wrote think pieces and urged boycotts and generally tried to express their displeasure to the world about this 3 seconds of film that somehow implied that if you're adopted, you're evil and probably aligned with alien invaders who are going to fuck up New York City for everybody. Now, if it sounds like I'm being flippant, I am. But I feel like in a way that's okay because here's the twist you never saw coming. I'm adopted. Dun, dun, dun. All right, now, here's the part of the serious part of me. I realize that my thoughts and feelings on being adopted aren't everybody's. I don't speak for every adopted person in the world, just myself. On the other hand, I am a little suspicious of the notion that adopted people are part of some marginalized minority. As far as I know, there are no economic policies in place at the federal level to limit adopted people's job potential or earnings. North Carolina didn't just pass legislation allowing for the wholesale discrimination of the biologically parentless. I'm reasonably sure that what's happening in that Avengers scenario is that lots of adopted folks are projecting their own misgivings, their own uncertainties, onto a frankly just average Hollywood blockbuster. Hashtag hot take, Avengers is just okay. There's no emotion in that movie, people, anyway. I don't have those misgivings. Maybe that's atypical. In fact, I'm pretty sure that it is. But I've never felt bad about being adopted. I don't even remember being told that I was adopted, which I think means it didn't even register as a minor trauma with my childhood self. Or I'm repressing it all, and we'll find out years down the road. But as far as I recall, I just always kind of knew. I never felt that it diminished the love I received from the family that raised me or really gave me any kind of emotional hang-ups. Emotional hang-ups is what your adopted family is for anyway. So, towards the end of my relationship with my adopted dad, he even asked me if I'd like to find my birth parents. The lawyer who handled my adoption was retiring, he told me, and if I wanted to know who they were, now would be the last easy chance I've had to do it. Now, I have adopted friends who agonized over that decision for years before taking the plunge, and I don't at all mean to minimize their emotions, but for me, the answer was an easy no. Why should I care? Because the truth is, I like not knowing. I like feeling that there's a way in which my life is a blank slate and I can do whatever I want with it. Outside of biological issues inherited from the people whose DNA I possess, which we can enjoy finding out about together as I age, I don't feel... like they have any power over me, and that's how I want it. I want to create my own life and my own family and not be beholden to theirs. So let's put that into action. A few weeks ago, my friend Marnie, who sadly is not here, I was really hoping she would be here, posted a picture on my Facebook wall of an older gentleman who, miraculously and truly, somehow looked like the exact merging of me and Dwight. Now, I know these stories aren't supposed to be about you, Dwight, but, you know, Chris already did it, so fuck it. So after some joking back and forth in the comments of that picture, I had a semi-serious realization that, you know, there's really no evidence, right in front of me anyway, that somehow this guy isn't actually our dad or uncle or something. Because the thing is, Dwight is also adopted. Neither of us know exactly where we come from. So, I mean, I grant you the odds that Marnie cracked open the biological history of two friends with a funny picture on Facebook are pretty slim. But they're not impossible. There's the tiniest percent of a percent of a percent of a chance that Dwight and I are actually brothers. Which is great, because that's how I feel about him anyway. And I'd rather not know and have it be possible than know and have it be impossible. And that's how I feel about being adopted in general. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go. My grandfather, Captain America, is calling.
I feel the same way, buddy. I feel the same way. We're like family. Been through some stupid shit together.